Hey, hey, habit thrivers. If you're ready to rock your next chapter, this is your place. It's time to live your most fit, fearless, and fabulous life. I believe that our daily habits and routines set the foundation for achieving our dream lives and help us find more passion and clarity with less doubt and uncertainty. So let's get cozy. Grab your planner and your favorite beverage and come along with me on this journey of reclaiming your passions and finding new ones along the way. Welcome to the Habit Thrive podcast, a podcast for women in their me now years. Each week we explore habits, routines, and rituals to reclaim our power and our awesomeness to live our best seasons and our best chapters yet. In today's episode, as we wrap up the month of April, we're going to explore three ways to know whether your new habit or routine is making a difference. Are they worth the time and effort that you're putting into them? This is a perfect way to wrap up the month of April, as we've been playing with all kinds of different habits and routines to help support our bodies, our minds, and our spirits during this spring transition. Whether you're listening to someone like me on a podcast, or you're reading a blog, cruising social media, or even the news channels right now, everyone is all over the spring transition. From the pillows in our homes to the furniture in our backyard, flowers, veggies, and herbs are the ones that we're planning for in our gardens, the new makeup, hair, and clothes trends, spring meals, and spring cocktails. Spring is quite literally in the air and the airwaves all around us. Even though it is still freaking cold right here in Northern Ontario, I wore my winter jacket this week, although I did have someone come to one of my classes in flip-flops. And I'm like, you go, girl. What you don't hear as much about in mainstream media is Ayurveda and how Ayurveda can support you and me during this spring, which is why I love sharing what I know and, most exciting, what I am learning right now. So on that note, if you haven't had a chance to listen to the April episodes on Ayurvedic Spring Habits, have a listen, because I think you will find a gem or two in there to not just support you this spring, but to have you thrive this spring. And I have to say, there are a lot of suggestions. So in today's episode, we're going to get down and dirty with our spring habits to determine what to start with, perhaps what to keep, maybe what to try a little bit down the line even. So it may not, for example, be for you right here, right now. It could go into another season. It could be another year. Just be curious and notice. Sometimes it just piques your interest, this particular habit. And then all of a sudden, you will see and hear about it everywhere when you are ready to give it a try. So here are three questions I would love you to ask yourself when you try a new habit, new exercise routine, a new food, sleep routine, skin care routine, whatever it is. So number one, is this habit or routine bringing me closer to my desired state? Do I want to get stronger, fitter? Do I want to lose weight? Do I want to reduce inflammation, sleep better, have more energy during the day, be more positive, be happier, hit the golf ball further? What is my desired state? And that does take a little bit of contemplation, definitely in meditation, in journaling, but just when you're actually sitting and having your coffee and looking out in the backyard and just thinking, what is my desired state? That's question number one. Number two, when you are trying the habit and you've done it a few times, I'd like you to notice, are you starting to crave it? Are you missing it when you don't do it? For example, for me, because oil is such a huge habit for me at night and in the morning, if I get partway through my morning and for some reason, something happened in the morning and I didn't go through my regular oil routine, I notice it. Yes, I notice it on my hands for sure, but I notice it in how I feel, just supported. And it's like giving that extra little bit of love to myself in the morning as I head out into the day. So yes, I miss it and I crave it. thinking about that as you're starting to try and experiment with new habits and routines as well. Number three, are others around you noticing a difference? Okay, so when you're talking about the desired state that you want to get to, are other people noticing? Are they commenting? And for sure, yes, this can be physically for sure, because literally they might see your strength in what you're lifting, what you're moving. Again, I'm going to come back to how you're hitting that golf ball. They could be commenting on your mood, your mental state, and say to you, you just seem more content and happier. And very often, we actually don't notice the physical, mental, mood changes, that type of thing in ourselves, but others comment on it. And so that is really cool. So I'd like you to think about those three questions, three areas to be thinking about as you are adding in new habits and routines, not just in the spring, but I'm going to say in this next chapter. Is this habit or routine bringing you closer to your desired state? Number one. Number two, are you starting to crave it? Right? Do you miss it when you don't do it? Number three, are others around you noticing a difference? So let's dive in. With the first question, is this habit or routine bringing you closer to your desired state? I'm going to actually start with a habit that may not necessarily be specific to the spring, but full disclosure, I tend to get more vigilant and a little bit more excited about cutting up my veggies and fruit and making some, let's say, foundational foods in the spring. I think I just get excited about the herbs and about mason jars, actually. I don't tend to do mason jar lunches or snacks in the winter months, right? I'm more into my roasted veggies and my soups and my stews. And so just having that little bit of a change adds a little bit of spice and excitement. So that habit of cutting up your veggies and fruit at the beginning of the week or on the weekend, however that works. And I am suggesting actually mason jars for your carrots, your celery, your peppers with some water in there. And also, again, some of you have seen that on Instagram and social media. It absolutely does work for fruits and veggies. Also adding in a batch or two, let's say of rice and quinoa, for example, and having protein on hand. Do some hard-boiled eggs, have tuna or salmon or cooked chicken or chickpeas or tofu. It is astounding how easy it is and how having those foundational pieces on hand will just make your week flow. Again, I'm using myself as a little bit of an example because, again, that's who I know best. And I wanted to share that because I had not realized before that it was a little bit of a change for me, that I do change up my habits and routines around meal planning in the spring, and I do get a little bit more excited. Okay, so then my second question to myself would be, is this getting me closer to my desired state? So I'd like you to think about this as well. Maybe you want to do cooking classes on efficient veggie chopping techniques and meal prep. That can be an online business, right? That could be something you're doing in the community. So it can bring you closer to that desired state of wanting to offer these classes. So I'm kind of throwing that out there as something that's a little bit different. But again, I have colleagues who do this. I have to admit, I also do look at videos on chopping vegetables, cutting onions, and getting a little bit more efficient at it as well. Is it getting me closer to my desired state? So I'm not doing cooking classes, but I am looking at reducing stress and overwhelm for the week. So that's going to get a check mark for that. It helps my week flow better. Having more energy during the week, eating more veggies, more fiber, right? That is coming, let's say, also with the grains, but when you're eating more fruits and vegetables, right? Bowel movements are tickety-boo, and perhaps even sleeping better. So yes, it's helping me get to that desired state. It's not until we make this connection, though, between the habit, cutting up some veggies, doing a little bit of meal prep during the week, that we kind of get motivated, not kind of, we get motivated and inspired to continue, because that hour a week perhaps is getting you closer to your desired state. So truly, there are so many benefits to this one habit of a little bit of meal prep, which I've always done. Again, the only change that I've done is I've gone full out into my mason jars in the last week. I'm still not as consistent with this. I'm going to say season to season. And I realized, actually, this is the importance of writing it down in your journal, that sometimes you move away for all kinds of reasons from a particular habit. And then you look at your notes from last year in your planner and you're like, yeah, I forgot that I was doing that. And that is, again, very, very common for so many of our habits. So writing it down, making the connection between the habit and your desired state, that's the inspiration and the motivation to continue. So the second actually question around that, though, besides is this habit getting you to your desired state, is are you starting to crave the habit? I like to pair my chopping with listening to podcasts. The podcast could be on gardening, right? So you get excited about the herbs and the vegetables for the summer. It could be on nutrition, something like a docuseries, something like You Are What You Eat. It is amazing how inspiring these type of documentaries or podcasts or blogs or summits even, how inspiring they are, and they literally motivate us to keep going. So don't underestimate the power of watching a series on healthy eating, okay? Especially with something like, as I mentioned, You Are What You Eat. It's on Netflix, I believe. I do have Prime too, but I'm thinking it's on Netflix. So it's great, especially if you are considering the vegan route. I'm not sure if I'm starting to crave just that time of cutting, chopping, meal planning, listening to some podcasts. You can listen to some music, all of that. But that is part of that special time. I'm going to call it sacred time that is put forth for your future self. So yes, you can start to crave something like chopping vegetables. So the third part of this, are people noticing? And you know the saying, right? A happy mom is a happy home. So more of your family members are definitely going to be eating healthier as well, because it's prepped and it's ready for them. You might have your friends noticing and commenting on your vibrant skin, on your happier mood, on not seeming so overwhelmed. And that's really cool as well. And this is where mindfulness comes in. So stopping in the moment, savoring, whether you're noticing it yourself or someone's just made a comment to you, and just sitting with that and making the connection back to a particular habit that you've been doing. What about something else related to an Ayurvedic spring habit? We talked about the habit of dry brushing in the last couple of podcasts. So I'm just very quickly going to apply those three questions. Is it helping me get to my desired state? Am I craving it? And are other people noticing? I would say for sure. And again, dry brushing is something that I do in the spring. That is the beauty of it, in that when you do something new, it has a newness to it. It has an excitement to it. And it signals to your brain that it is spring. It doesn't take long. The dry brushing before I shower, is it getting me to my desired state? For sure. I want less dry skin. I want to be energized in the morning. And that's what it does. So regardless of whether or not, again, the other benefits of moving lymph and increasing circulation, all of that, wonderful. In the moment, I notice that it wakes me up. And it just feels really good again after, to pair that with Abhyanga or oil. So yes, it gets me to my desired state. Do I crave it? Absolutely, I start to crave it. But I am still, because this is a new spring habit, I am still having my brushes out in front of me so that I see them. And until it becomes again, and it is, I'm going to say it's actually pretty close for sure to something that I'm not having to write down, although I still like to write it down. I still like to put it in my morning ritual because I like to check it off. So do I crave it? Absolutely. Do others notice? Do they notice that I did dry brushing that morning when I go through the day? They might if I lift my pant leg up at a yoga class and show them how nice and smooth my skin is. And yes, I've done that. So sometimes it's okay to ask for people to notice and ask for comments. I'm being a little bit cheeky there, but I did remember that I have done that in the past. And I do notice if I don't do it, I look down at my hands during the day, my hands absolutely are drier if I have not done my dry brush oil combination. So it's a real, again, inspiration and motivation to keep going. If you want to stay with me, let's try one more habit. Okay, applying the three questions. Is it getting you to your desired state? Right? Do you crave it? Are other people noticing? Strength training in the spring. Now, perhaps you do your strength training faithfully all winter long. You might incorporate it with a class. I do actually, I teach a class that is yoga and strength training. Love it. In the spring, in the spring, moving into the summer, because right now it's a little bit cooler. Mind you, I did move my meditation outside last week for the Friday morning 7 a.m. meditation. So I am all about moving meditation outside, moving exercise outside, moving anything at all that I can do outside. From that perspective, strength training 2 to 3 times a week, asking yourself the question. Is it getting you to your desired state? So when you think about strength training, let's say traditional strength training of each major muscle group, right? Doing 2 to 3 sets, could be anywhere from 10 to 15 repetitions, 2 to 3 times a week, adding your core in there as well, noticing how is this getting me to my desired state? Do you want to be stronger to more easily move the planters around your backyard? Do you want it to be easier going up and down stairs with less knee pain? Do you want to add some hills into your walk? Do you want to be able to haul the camping equipment around easier and get yourself in and out of a boat? So this is all part of my desired state for sure. And heading into a fun mud run in July. So there's a little bit of motivation there as well to add a little bit more strength training. And again, that's really interesting when you look forward into the spring and the summer to set yourself a goal so that you notice as you're adding this habit in that it's getting you closer to that desired state. And so, really, again, making that connection. So, from an exercise standpoint, strength training, I will move it outside. It's really nice to pair it. For example, if you're starting a walk outside, it's just coming back from your walk, habit stack it, right? And do now you don't have to do a full 30 to 40 minute strength training, let's say 3 times a week. You could come back from your walk, you could do 2 to 3 sets of a bicep tricep combination, and then do 1 to 3 planks. And then you can change up when you go on your walk the next day, you can change up the muscle group. That's a wonderful way to actually change things up if you don't do that, to change things up in the summer. It pairs with your walking and it works beautifully if you have access to a backyard or you're walking somewhere out in the bush where you have trees and you have rocks and in your backyard you have benches, you have steps, being able to utilize those for your strength training. So that's lots of fun. And again, it spices things up. So then, yes, you may start to crave that. You may not be craving, and this depends. You might not be craving the particular motion of lifting the weights if you're doing biceps and triceps, but you're craving the feeling afterwards, the feeling of pride for doing the exercise, and also craving the results. So that's how, again, we connect the craving to our desired results. And then, are people noticing? Sometimes in your family, again, people will notice, or you might be out for a walk and you're with a friend and all of a sudden you're just hoofing her. It's like, what's going on with you? It's, oh yeah, I've added my strength training back in, or I've changed my strength training up a little bit. Right. So you again are connecting back to the results and you're motivating somebody else. Coming back to what is your desired state? What are the results that you want? Are you getting them? What are you craving around that particular habit? It may not be the habit itself, but the feeling and the results that you're getting. And yes, talk to your friends, your family about it. And don't be shy to say, are you noticing? Right? Are you noticing the difference here? And making comments to your friends and family when you're noticing the difference. I know sometimes we hesitate to do that. I actually hesitate to do that sometimes. It's very, very strange. And when I think about it now, but everybody appreciates when their efforts are noticed. So that's a great, great reminder for myself. I'm saying here, that's why I love doing this podcast, actually. So we took three habits, veggies and fruits and a little meal planning, just changing things up in the spring, a little more cleansing, a little bit more hydration through the fruits and the vegetables. We looked at adding in the strength training as well, or changing up the strength training a little bit, and an Ayurvedic habit of dry brushing. And if you're playing with the oiling on that as well, that counts, the oil pulling. Right? You can do the same thing if you're listening to those episodes. You can apply those same three questions to each habit that you're putting into place and have fun with it. So, one final comment or suggestion, and that is to know that mindfulness underscores all of this. That pausing, being in the moment, noticing, savoring and celebrating your efforts for your future self. Have a great week, everyone, and I'll see you in May.
If you love this episode, I guarantee you're going to love exploring all the amazing opportunities that await us in reclaiming our awesomeness together. So come on over to my Facebook group, Women's Wellness Community for Women Wanting to Rock Their Me Now Years. Or let's connect over on Instagram at HabitGuru365 and make the Habit Guru podcast your healthy new habit.